You're listening to the Freelance Blend Podcast, episode 175.
Welcome to the Freelance Blend Podcast, where we entertain, educate, and engage freelancers from the Philippines and across the globe. And now, here's your host, Marv De Leon.
Good morning, blenders. Good morning, listeners and viewers of Freelance Blend Podcast and Freelance Blend TV. This is Marv De Leon. I'm here now in a co-working space called Ground Up in Parañaque. So the one of the nearest co-working spaces in my area. And we were supposed to do this live, kaya lang nagkaroon ng technical problem. Things happen. We've been doing this podcast for years and we've had our share of technical problems. But still, we push through and we continue because it's all about giving the community, the freelancers, what they need and what they will value and what will help them in their business. And that's why I'm happy to have with me here as our guest, si Cindy Burdett. She's the CEO and co-founder of All Care. It's a platform designed to make and give company benefits to freelancers, especially we freelancers. Actually, informally, yesterday I surveyed my group. Sino sa kanila ang walang health card or HMO, and a lot of them don't. So I think this is really a very timely interview, especially uso rin ng sakit, like the flu. Neighbors and friends are having the flu, knock on wood. Buti wala pa akong, di ko pa siya nakakatch. So, yes, I'm happy to have here with us Cindy Burdett of All Care. So, hello, Cindy.
Hello. Thanks for having me.
And thanks as well for joining us this morning, despite our technical problem. Like what we usually do with our guests, we like to find out first their background, how they started. And so we talked about All Care. So siguro, give us a bit of a background, how you got into this space, how you formed this company, and why you want to help our fellow freelancers.
Sure. First, thanks for having me, and thanks for all the viewers and listeners listening in. Before my time in All Care, I was the head of business and B2B business and growth for a company called Storm. No? Storm is actually one of the larger startups in the Philippines. And Storm dealt with company benefits. No? In Storm, kasi what we used to do is we allow employees to flex, no, what we call flexible benefits, to convert their benefits na traditionally nila nakakuha, like BL, SL, and by things that are more relevant to them, no, could be like a laptop, a new phone, or maybe a trip abroad. No. In our time there, we were researching, actually we implemented a lot of multinational companies, like large companies, and one of the things that really stood out to us was the larger companies actually employed a significantly huge amount of contractors also. Yeah. And those contractors are paid obviously on a cash basis. No? So kami sa Storm at the time, we would see people who were basically doing similar tasks, but one would have benefits and one would not. No? And that actually got us the... At first, we were doing it as a side project under Storm. No? We were researching. My team before in Storm, we were doing it sa parang side research project ni Storm. But we eventually found out that the concept of freelancing is nothing, it's not small anymore. No? It's actually a growing phenomenon in Southeast Asia. And so we said, you know, why don't we just spin off this side project to be its own entity, its own company already, especially the opportunity is huge. And since because I've been working on that sort of side project for over a year, it made sense to take on the realms, you know, to take on the reins for All Care. So that's why I fully took on CEO role and founder July of last year. But we've been researching on AllCare as early as 2017. So it's been cooking in the back burner for some time already.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think I also was able to get in touch with one of your team members, si Mickey, and I think siguro that was part of your research then, and I'm glad to have participated. So you mentioned one thing very interesting that kasi I also came from the corporate world, and I realized then that marami nga ring contractors. I was part of a large corporation, and we also hired a large number of contractors. And what specifically did you see in that na yung market na yun? Why during your research, and you said that I think yung companies also start with, large companies started as side projects, diba? So, and then now it's a full-blown project. Pero what did you see in that during that side project that made you push through?
So, first, diba, when you hire freelancers or contractors, there are platforms that provide quick access to them. You know, you have Upwork, you have Freelancer, you even have local groups that you can directly go to and source for, let's say, VAs. No? At one point, I had a VA also. So it's easy to recruit, no? Sort of recruit freelancers or contractors, as opposed to hiring in the traditional sense na multiple level of job interviews, kailangan mag-resign ng employee, and then hihintay mo 30 days bago ma-onboard. So obviously, that is one factor. No? Secondly, one of the things that we really experience in our research is when you hire an employee, you are not only hiring that person and paying them a salary, but you also spend extra on the training and development of that person, number one. You also provide for benefits that are expenses, no, for the company. And I think because businesses can be drilled down to numbers, it makes sense for a company to outsource work and not have to deal with both all of the baggage of hiring and upskilling and also dealing with other benefits, no? All you need to do is agree on a price per hour, kunwari, contract job ba yan, price for the scope, and you're on your way, no? So there's a lot less friction in working with freelancers or contractors. But at the same time, I think, and during our research, nakita namin ito, the freelancer is always on the losing side. Kasi problema niya yung upskilling niya, number one. Kung sakali na, let's say, developer man yan, he will have to be conscious about what technology is available out there. And kung may training programs required or may certifications required, out of pocket yan ni freelancer. Otherwise, hindi siya magiging as competitive to the more recent freelancers that have the certifications. Or for example, your benefits, no? Healthcare. Yesterday I was talking to a freelancer and she was telling me, most people think that when you're a freelancer, your legs are up, you're sipping piña colada while working. But that's not true. You're handling a lot of clients over different types of projects while you have the dogs barking, babies crying. And so it's actually a chaotic scenario, no? What you trade in for flexibility. Then you have to worry about finding healthcare. You have to worry about making sure your benefits, your life insurance is in place. And kaya nga, interestingly, one of our advisors who is a big league player in the insurance industry, she was telling us na even if the products are not expensive, no, they're affordable, people actually don't buy insurance because it's not a priority. So if you put it in the context of freelancers, true enough, you're more busy with doing your work, making sure all your clients are satisfied and happy, or sometimes you're busy finding clients. It's the last, taking care of ourselves, the last thing in the priority list. No? So this is something that we really want to change, especially knowing that the future of work will really be centered around telecommuting, remote working, and outsourcing. No? So hopefully AllCare is that company that mediates between the needs of the freelancers and their actual reality, which is sobrang busy niyo.
That's a good point, no? Na parang like for me as a freelancer, well, good thing that I have healthcare then, but most freelancers, yeah, you're right, that their number one priority is of course to earn, and with that comes yung prospecting clients and working with the client or clients. So freelancers have multiple clients, parang in terms of priority, napupunta na sa ilalim yung taking care of their own, and probably ano rin yun, parang Filipino culture that we take care of
everybody
else before we take care of ourselves. So and that's a really good point. Now my question is, in your experience working with large companies, and you, as we said that large companies are hiring contractors, and vis-a-vis like in the US, I'm aware that about maybe a third or more than a third of their workforce are freelancers already. So dito sa atin siguro 10% pa lang or less. So do you see large corporations or also SMEs, will they start also hiring more freelancers than regular employees?
I honestly think everybody will start getting more freelancers or contractors, consultants. Yung freelancer kasi it's such a comprehensive term, no?
Yeah.
But I honestly think, like for example, in AllCare, when we started, because we were trying to get to market as fast as we could, I outsourced a lot of the jobs that had to be done. So marketing, some website development, precisely because it's much faster to execute and the prices naman are very competitive. Mm-hmm. Syempre, there are some pitfalls, like sometimes projects get walked out on, the freelancer doesn't finish the job. But they all come with territory. It's the same with an employee naman eh. If your employee can resign next week and you'd have the same problem. So I really think more and more companies, Storm already does it. We've done it in AllCare. I have a VA that I work with also. So I know that this is really going to be the shift that a lot of companies will be taking on. MSMEs, technically, they don't declare the people that work under them as freelancers, but if they're paid on a cash basis only and on contract,
yeah,
that looks like a freelancer also, no? So I think, and that's why the government is really trying to find ways to make it a more stable industry, precisely because there's so many of us who work as a freelancer or have side gigs, right? Like, I have a couple of side gigs outside of becoming a CEO. I do speaking engagements. I consult for other companies. And yun, as done, freelancer and consultant ako done, diba? So I really think this is going to be a big, big deal, not just in the Philippines, but in Southeast Asia. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And with at least a sort of faster internet connection and yung co-working spaces like this where I am right now, before wala sa Paranaque and now we have one, so it's easier for people to, if they can't, you know, work at home, mahina internet, they can go somewhere else like a coffee shop or a co-working space to work. And I think that's why they call it the gig economy. People can really, apart from working in a full-time corporate job, they can do side gigs on their own. And then if that side gig, or parang sa AllCare, like, di ba, yung side project became a full-time gig. So it's good that there are companies like AllCare to help us freelancers who want to transition from full-time into a full-time employee into a freelancer. At least we know that there are companies that help us when it comes to benefits. Especially me, when I was in the corporate world, when I was with this financial institution, healthcare namin 100% is covered. So covered yung panganganak ng wife ko. I have two kids, so everything, medicine. So I miss that. Well, I don't think na somebody can come close to that type of very kumbaga generous healthcare benefit, but at least man lang yung HMO when people like me yun nga transition to becoming a freelancer, yung eh nga marami pa rin na wala talaga, as in totally wala, and it's very scary if something knock on wood happens to you. You'll really maybe, especially if you're a starting freelancer, yung hospitalization bills and medicine bills can really hit your budget. So yeah, siguro yan. With that, can you talk more about yung All Care, how All Care can help our fellow Pinoy freelancers?
Sure. So All Care is a, so the product basically is a membership model. So a person is actually buying, when we say a person will buy All Care, what they're buying is a membership. And then as a part of the membership, we fold you into our group where we give you benefits. No? So the first of those benefits are what you mentioned on HMO. Now, this is a very interesting topic, no? Especially for many of us, we have corporate HMO experience, no? So the HMO that All Care provides freelancers is very, very different, no? So I want to be very clear in this part.
Yes.
So what we give is what is typically called an annual benefit, HMO, meaning total, walang per disease limit, no? It's a total yearly benefit of 50,000 pesos. Now, to many people, when they first see that, ang reaction ako, ay, baba naman, kasi sa corporate job ko dati, 100,000 per disease.
Yeah.
Correct. If you look at it like that, on the absolute figures that is written in your coverage, mukhang mababa yung All Care. But here's what I challenge everybody to look at, no? If you have a list of diseases that were covered once upon a time, check nyo yung mga sakit doon and think about what's the likelihood that you would actually get those diseases. Or if you look at the fine print, you will see na pagkasalanan ng employee, hindi na covered. While if you look at the All Care HMO model, the 50,000 can be applied to almost anything. The only thing we exclude, three things now, we exclude the aesthetic procedures, so Botox na for beautification process, obviously di nakasali. Maternity, because that's something that PhilHealth should pay for, it actually is 100% covered under PhilHealth. And then ligation or circumcision. So basically anything that we know every human being will get naman, so let's say mga Pinoy, will all get circumcised or get ligated at some point. This is something that PhilHealth can cover, no? But everything else, you can apply the annual benefit limit of All Care to any sakit, especially pre-existing and congenital diseases, no? A lot of employer-sponsored HMOs exclude pre-existing. Kasi nga naman, it makes sense, no? Bakit nila sasagutin yung healthcare para sa bagay na you've gotten since you were born? Or you've gotten working for the previous employer in cases of, let's say, construction or real estate. And it makes sense. But for All Care, because we truly understand the freelancer, pwede hindi mo alam na may sakit ka eh, because it's the first time you've actually had HMO. Instead of giving a prescribed list of what's included, we just said, ito lang yung excluded, tong tatlong to. Everything else is included, no? So the 50,000 actually covers 100% of pre-existing. So at one point, I got an email asking me, could they buy because they have an existing benign tumor because they've been turned down in other HMOs before? The good news is yes, pwede kang bumili ng All Care. We also cover 100% congenital diseases. So kung pinanganak ko the heart condition, don't worry about it. you can get all care and you can still use your all care for health maintenance regardless kung meron ka. Yeah. And we also
cut you off. Siguro, it would be good if you can expound nga on pre-existing condition kasi I think that's one topic na a lot of people are interested in. And I know you're going over it, pero I want to reiterate rin. And ako rin, sometimes nalilito ako, ano ba yung, well, oh, pre-existing, pero ano ba talaga tong pre-existing na to? So it's in that we expound on this.
Sure. So pre-existing means at the point of purchase, nung insurance or nung HM or whatever, meron kang condition na alam mo na sa sarili mo na meron ka. Obviously, merong mga, shucks, meron pala ako nun, pero hindi ko alam. No? Out yon. Dapat out yon. But I've seen some HMO stories na tinag nila as pre-existing. In a sense, tinabag nila sinungaling yung customer, no?
Pre-existing. Pre-existing. Let's say for traditional HMOs, may knowledge ka.
So, let's say, let's say, kunwari, nagka-tuberculosis ka in the last 2 years, tapos bumili ka ng product, that would be considered a pre-existing condition kasi hindi ka naman pinanganak with tuberculosis.
Diba? And they will not cover it.
They will not cover it. And they will not cover any disease that the doctor can see galing sa tuberculosis.
Yeah. And that's the reason also when you fill up a form, whether sa insurance, or well, specifically for that, nandun lahat, di ba, ng mga iti-check mo na you have this, okay. So, what about, to follow up with sa ano na yun, what about hypertension na high blood? Kasi ay mga ka-age ko, dyan na napupunta. So, is that, for traditional HMOs, hindi siya covered? If you you know and you declare
pre-existing condition, yes. No? So sa all care, because pre-existing are all covered, no, we don't. Siguro Marv, the easiest way to explain it is ayaw naming pahirapan si freelancer to get all of these tests para malaman niya kung anong meron o wala. No?
It's very stressful. Parang kaya nakukuha ng health card kasi may iniinda akong sakit eh, tapos hindi niya pa ikaw. Parang it's bakit pa ako kukuha, diba? So that's just very good point that you mentioned that.
Yeah. And then sa congenital naman, these are conditions that you were born with, no? Halimbawa, hika, no? So yeah, a lot of friends have hika that they were born with, nila nakuha yun. Sometimes you could have heart conditions, hearing conditions, no? So, sa amin, really just trying to make healthcare pretty much simple. No? Whatever you have, it's okay. No? You can use all care for it. But I guess, Marv, I also want to make this distinction. While you can literally use all care for almost anything, somebody approached me kasi in one of the events I spoke at nagda-dialysis na siya every week. Pwede ba niyang gamitin yung all care? No? Yes, technically speaking, pwede niyang ipanggamit yung all care. But if you use your all care for, let's say, dialysis, major operation, or agad-agad, no? Yung 50,000 for mga habitual treatments, hindi siya malaki, no? Yeah. Or chemotherapy, for example. I wouldn't recommend getting all care for that. Kasi yun, ang kailangan mo dun, mga millions of pesos worth of medical insurance. Yun yung i-recommend kong bilhin mo, no? Kasi for a chemo or dialysis or similar treatments, dalawa-tatlong session lang, ubus na yun eh. And then everything else you have to pay out of pocket. All care really, the target of all care, especially the health side, no, is really for healthy people who just want the peace of mind na kung may mangyari, they don't have to pay anything. You got pneumonia, you need to be confined 3 days. Those are the scenarios that we would like you to use it. May masakit chan mo, you need to see a gastro, no problem. All care has got you covered. You need a colonoscopy, walang problema. No? But if yun nga, medyo meron ka na talaga major disease, HMO is not the ideal product for you. What you would need is really a medical insurance that goes up to the millions. No? So I really, so hindi lang to para makabenta kami ng all care, no? But we really want to people to buy the product that fits their lifestyle and their needs. So yun yung first part pa lang yun na membership, no? Yung HMO side. And then every member will also get a policy, an insurance policy through Asian Life for life and
accident. Yeah, sorry to cut you off, Cindy. So have we covered everything, like yung difference ng all care sa other HMO, at least yung general things that they need to know for them to make a decision.
Great that you reminded me. So yung isa na unique sa amin, sorry, dalawang bagay pa na unique sa amin. Number one is what we call a no fault. So ito, common experience na, so common story na ginagawa ko. I go to La Union to surf. No? And makakakita ka doon ng mga freelancer na nagla-laptop habang nasa beach. No?
Yeah. Nomads.
Oh, digital nomads natin. Let's say you get into an accident surfing. In some HMO or medical insurance products, self-inflicted injuries are not covered. And when you say self-inflicted, kasalanan mo. Nag-surf ka, so kasalanan mo. Drunk driving, for example, automatically out na lahat yan, no? So, syempre, hindi ko ina-encourage yan. But the idea behind it is, kailangan mo na i-deny ka pa ba?
Yes.
You know, that's the thing we're trying to solve, no? So, obviously, I don't want anybody drunk driving. I don't want anybody getting into an accident. But the idea is, if you need it, all care can help you, no? Especially yung mga emergency cases. And so, if somebody hit you, hindi mo ma-prove na aksidente yan, we wouldn't ask for a police report anymore. Oh, that's, it's just weird. Nasa hospital ka na, somebody will have to ask you all of these documentations pa. So, yun yung isa. And then the last one is we activate usually 1 to 2 weeks. No? So, when you buy a membership, you should be getting your Asian Life card within 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. So, the turnaround is pretty fast. Now, we want to bring that down further, but see, we're still learning along the way. So, hopefully, we can bring that down to a couple of days. But yeah, so those are the 4 things that were really, really unique with 100% pre-existing, 100% congenital, no fault coverage, and 2 weeks max activation.
I have a few more questions. Well, it's good na it seems that everything na people, kumbaga yung mga people don't like about HMOs, unfortunately, yung mga fine print na people don't really understand or read, and then they just get an HMO, and then after na lang nila na-realize na hindi pala covered. So, it's good that all the complications of an HMO tinanggal ng all care, and you really simplified it, and it's easy for people to understand, and that's good. And that's good that you're here, that we're talking about this. So yeah, thank you for that. Siguro other questions yung dito sa healthcare benefit. Can people top up? Are their kids, spouses, can they get coverage for them, or this just for the freelancer?
Great question. So yung una muna yung top up na. Yes. So top up isn't generally accepted in the HMO industry. Kasi pag nag-top up ka, ibig sabihin risk na yan, di ba? Meaning, for sure, sisimutin niya yung tinap-up niya. No? So, no, top-up isn't allowed in the way we do insurance here in the Philippines and most countries naman. But that's why we want to open a marketplace down the line. So, we want to work with people who provide complementary products to all care. No? So, for example, I know you've seen Maria Health, for example. So we're going to be able to work with them or other card providers who have products that complement with the kind of HMO that All Care offers. No, syempre, iba-iba yan eh. Like last week, I was trying to get a product from this prepaid card from this company. So nung tinitignan ko na yung fine print, again, emergency cases only. Tapos one-time use lang. So, syempre, para sa akin, hindi yun masyadong ideal kasi what if hindi emergency yung need mo, no? So, that's why All Care is also the first level of gatekeeping, no? That wants to make sure whatever we put in that marketplace is truly value-adding and truly complementary. Ayaw namin magbenta ng product for the sake of kasi binibenta. No? So, there are some products there, and the beauty behind it is we have friends in the insurance industry who can come up with products that can really complement. No? It's just a matter of pricing and statistics and volume. Pero there is a way to do that. So for a freelancer, hindi mo na kailangan intindihin ano ba yung okay na produkto. Kasi the idea is that AllCare will actually serve as that advisor for you in terms of what things to buy. We won't be having a marketplace like Lazada na 1 million products. We will probably have 10, 15 products there. Pero we would put our name on the line for also.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that's the top.
For kids and other family members, I get this question so often, especially a lot of the freelancers are freelancing for their kids, no?
Yes.
The goal is to come up with a family package. But because we're the first crazy people to come up with this kind of package, a lot has to be tested and experimented on first, no? So right now, we only have this package. But hopefully, Lord willing, Q3, maybe end of Q2, Q3, we can start working on a family package or a dependent package. Kasi people have to know, mas mahal alagaan ang bata at yung mas matanda. No? Tayo, na medyo millennial towards post-millennial, hindi
I'm
tayo...
Gen X and Zennial ako, Zennial.
So, we're not as expensive yet, no? We don't have the diseases na lumalabas at 50s, pero tapos na tayo dun sa mga pediatric concerns, no? So, we also need to understand the data on that side of the fence, no? But, like, again, no, the mission of AllCare is to be really helpful to the Filipino working community, and so we want to be able to come up with it, or maybe partner with somebody who can. No? So, again, we are very open to collaboration, partnership. So hopefully, magawa yan Q2 or Q3.
Last thing about the healthcare. So you mentioned the card is Asian Life. So can this be accepted in major hospitals and establishments?
Right. So that's also the beautiful thing about the AllCare health offering inside the membership package, no? Kasi we work with Asian Life, no? So hindi na kami nag-invento ng sarili namin HMO. We work with Asian Life to really use their network of hospitals. And the beauty of working with somebody trustworthy like Asian Life is that the package we have with them is acceptable even in the bigger hospitals like St. Luke's, no? Kasi may mga nakita akong HMO packages ngayon na, pwede ang individual, medyo mas mahal ng konti. Pero pag tinignan mo, excluded yung bigger hospitals. You need to go to their primary centers muna. I don't blame them, no? Kasi again, it's a cost measure and a risk measure that they put in place. Pero sa atin, if we really want to help and people are closest to St. Luke's, for example, they okay lang. They can use it there.
And hindi lang emergencies are ang covered, even consultations with accredited Asian Life doctors. Tama.
Correct. The idea is that you never need an emergency procedure, but if you do, pwede. Consultations, outpatient procedure, laboratory tests are all covered. So the idea talaga is cashless maintenance, no, health maintenance.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So I think yun yung lahat ng questions ko about healthcare. Since hindi tayo naka-live, unfortunately, ano pa yung other frequently asked questions na tingin mo people will ask so that we can answer na rin here?
So sa health side, I think nasagot naman na. Typically, nakukuha talaga namin mga tanong dyan is yung pre-existing and yung tinanong mo, pwede ba mag-top up?
Yeah, family.
Kasi nga nalilitan sila sa 50,000. Pero pag gina-explain ko naman na sa totoo lang, Marv, the average consumption, I think nationally, is less than 10,000. Eh, no? If you think about, last year, ilang beses ba ako na-confined? Zero. Ilang beses ba ako nagpa-check up? Twice. No? So, 50,000 is really much more than what an average worker needs. If you're generally healthy, you know, that's a qualifying statement. And then yung isa nga is yung family na nakailang beses na ako magsagot this week.
I'm sure. Pero yung 50,000, I think, yung peace of mind na knowing you have that, na anytime na knock on wood may mangyari, like, you can use that. And sabi mo nga, yung hindi mo pa nga naman maximize yung full 50. And I think, on my case din, ganun din, hindi ko naman ako umabot yearly, again, knock on wood, sa ganyang amount. So I think it's enough for now na wala pang top up or anything that if people would like to increase in coverage, that's enough. And again, siguro last question about the card you mentioned, they will receive it in 1 to 2 weeks. But are they covered the moment they pay? Yung card lang mismo.
They're covered the moment they activate their account. So, yeah. The experience kasi is they pay, they sign up and they pay. But we also have to validate na, oy, under 65 years old pa talaga si Nat. Talagang taga-Pilipinas siya kasi mamaya, foreigner pala yung bumibili. And then upon activation, yes, covered na sila.
So even if wala yung physical card sa kanila, in case magka-emergency, you'll give them their number, card number, or
one, we give the card number. Actually, they can waltz in into any hospital, kunwari, go to the Asian Life booth, and then just say, "I'm Cindy Burdett. I'm covered under All Care." Mm-hmm. Look up lang nila yung pangalan mo. O, nandun ka nga sa listahan. Okay na.
Okay, that's good to know na at kung activated na. Kumbaga, yung sinasabi kong peace of mind is there. And we'll talk about later yung process siguro, no, on how to get that coverage. So, you want to talk about the other benefits? So, isa pa lang yan, di ba? That's just one part. All Care benefits. So, sabi nga natin.
Patak sa takilya yan ng Asia mo.
Yeah, yeah.
And we also give every member a life and accident insurance policy worth 100,000. So, again, it's not your million pesos worth of Sun Life, Elam, or AXA insurance product. No, it's really, if something happens to you, your family shouldn't worry about anything. No, that it's immediate. So if you cannot work 6 months or up, due to an accident or due to an illness, we will give you the 100,000 in cash. 6 months and up, or if you knock on wood, sabi mo nga, accidentally die. For whatever reason, we will also give the full 100,000 to your beneficiary. And typically, we follow the hierarchy, spouse, children, grandparents. So think about the Lala Move riders, the Grab riders. They have nothing to protect them. So these are the people that could use the 100,000, right? Or ikaw, I mean, if wala ka pang St. Peter's plan, kunwari, ako, wala pa ako, sa totoo lang. But if I have All Care, my family doesn't have to worry about my burial services and all of these things. So that's the second part, life and accident. We also give every member 30 pieces of 100 peso vouchers of Grab. So, okay. So for us that use Grab every day, alam natin may mga promo code dyan, 50 off, 100 off. So every member actually can claim 30 pieces of Grab promos that are worth 100 each. So dun palang 3,000 peso value na agad yun. So yung 15,000 membership, 3,000 of that is actually plowed back to the member, no? And then we also give smart Wi-Fi pins. So I think about 200 hours, if I'm not mistaken, in increments of 10 hours. So let's say if you go to a mall or a public transport area, a hotspot, kita mo smart Wi-Fi, you can click that and then you can just get a code from your account and then use it, no? So you have free Wi-Fi. We also give every member a Coffee Bean Swirl card, which gives them free access to Coffee Bean Wi-Fi, no? 200 peso value din yon. But more importantly, and this one I'm really excited about, if you show sa counter that you are an All Care member, whether through the website or through your card, you will get 5% off on drinks and food.
Oh, okay.
And then we also have an ongoing partnership with Sarabia Optical. So eye examination is free, and then about 10 to 20% discount on lens and frames. So ikaw ako, may salamin tayo, magagamit natin yan.
Yeah, yeah.
We also offer discounted Cebu Pacific GetGo points. Since wala pa kaming marketplace, anybody who wants to buy GetGo points so that they can use it on Cebu Pacific website, email muna. But we offer it about 80 centavos to a point. I think that's the cheapest anyone can ever buy it in the whole country. Kasi right now, you earn it for, I think, an average of 4 pesos per point.
So that's good for yung mga digital nomads na working anywhere, travel like you, surfing. And I think yung maganda nga yun, is parang you're really thinking about the freelancer with yung Wi-Fi access, with that Coffee Bean Swirl card, plus the Grab voucher for freelancers who go to events from time to time, yung mga hindi naman palagi lumalabas, pero I think 3,000 is 3,000. I remember sometime late last year, mga nag-share ng yung end-year-end Grab, Grab spending, nalaki. So, 3,000 is big. So, yeah, I think very interesting for freelancers like us. So, now, we talked about the how and the what. The why and the what. So, now, we talk about the how. So, how can they avail of the All Care membership?
Okay. So, we've really made it very simple. So, all you need to have with you either on your phone or an image in your laptop or desktop is your valid ID and proof of residence. No? Valid ID kasi we want to make sure that you're that person we're covering. You're that member. And secondly, yung proof of residence so we can really guarantee na taga dito ka kasi the services are not available abroad. Mm-hmm. So all you do is you go to the All Care website, that's allcare.io, and then you see a button there that says register. You fill out the information, basic naman, birthday, PIN number, it's one of our unique identifiers, and then yun. If they have an affiliate code, hihingin din namin doon. If they're part of an affiliate partnership program, lagay nila doon and then just upload the valid ID and upload proof of residence. Choose your mode of payment. Currently, we have PayPal and bank transfer. But soon, we will actually have GCash, Visa, MasterCard, even Cebuana Luwilier and all the other partners. Our team is really hard at work on that side. But right now, you can pay via PayPal and bank transfer via Robinson's Bank. And then, soon as you get your proof of payment, we should be able to know na, okay, bayad na si customer ABCD. We check the information, in 1 to 2 weeks, you're activated and you're good to go.
Mm-hmm. So, they just need to go to the website, allcare.io, and then look for the registration button. Tapos, when they go to that registration page, marami bang, do you need to answer mga questions like they do for health card, HMOs?
Well, we don't ask anything about that anymore. No, really staying true to our mantra na whatever the freelancer needs, we're right there to help them. So we don't have any of those parang vetting questions na tinatawag. Have you ever been diagnosed? Ganyan. Walang ganun.
Kasi normally, di ba, ang haba ng mga forms na it will take you a long time to fill it up. So you just need that, yung proof of residence from an ID. So at least one ID ba or dalawang IDs?
One ID lang actually, government ID. Usually, driver's license and passport yung nakikita ko ina-upload.
Mm-hmm. And then, how long yung activation part?
Usually, recently, since hindi pa naman ganun kalaki yung volume, we've been able to activate within a week, about 7 working days, no? So, if you buy on a Monday, next Monday, you'll probably be activated. Yung card lang yung medyo matagal because it actually comes from Asian Life. And then, di-deliver muna sa amin bago namin ma-deliver sa iba. Hindi naman pinakaganda yung delivery system natin in the country. So, right now, ang average donation life is about 2 weeks. in some areas, at 3 weeks pa. So hopefully we can lower that to much faster. But again, even without the card, basta alam mo yung number mo, or punta ka nga lang sa liaison office, sabihin mo na all care, alam na nila.
Yeah. And ano naman to, nationwide, di ba? Basta Pinoy ka, you live here, you can get all care. So they will receive a notification via email or SMS or both?
So right now by email, we're building the SMS part of the system. So once they pay and we've confirmed the payment, they get the parang acknowledgement email na we've got your application form and your payment. And then soon as they're activated, they get another email that says, welcome to All Care. Here's your account number and your username password. Kasi we've created a sort of like a dashboard for them to see. Actually, I don't know. Can I show you a screen? Pwede ba yun?
Yes, yes, pwede.
So let me try and see if I can. Actually, I can. So kasi what's important din with All Care is we really try to make it as, I'll show you my screen. Ha?
Yeah, sure.
Try to make it as self-service as possible. So what happens is, so my other business, no, we got a couple of memberships for our staff. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So soon as they're activated, they get their username and password, and they get access to this dashboard.
Okay.
So dito makikita nila yung membership ID nila. So ito yung sinasabi natin na if you open this and you go to Coffee Bean. You show this to them. Okay.
So if you have access to the dashboard, it means activated ka na.
Correct.
It means you're covered. Then,
lahat ng details for the HMO nandito. So if you have any questions, like we should be able to answer it by reading this. Claim instructions. All your benefits are here. Getting Grab codes, everything. No? And then if you want to, let's say, go to a clinic. You can request a letter. What do you need to go to the clinic for? It's all automated. So it's very, very simple to use. No? Mm-hmm.
Wow, pati yung letter of guarantee, you can have it printed? Oh, okay.
So mangyari dito, you sign up, you fill out the form, we get it, and then we give it to Asian Life, and then usually in 2 to 3 hours, napaprocess na yan. So, kuha mo na siya sa email mo and then you print it out kasi kailangan yan sa hospital, no? You print it out. I don't know if may mga clinics na tumatanggap ng soft copy na pwede mong ipara i-Bluetooth lang or email, but ako ang ginagawa ko so far, piniprint ko out.
Yeah. For the benefit of those who don't know what a letter of guarantee is and bakit nila kailangan, can you quickly...
So you need a letter of guarantee so that you don't have to pay anything at the clinic or at the hospital. No, what it means is that All Care is guaranteeing that we will pay the doctor, we will pay the hospital. That's why you need a letter of guarantee.
Yeah, pero this is generally for hospitalization, di ba?
But the consults actually kailangan kung ayaw mo magbayad. Kailangan mo. So like for example, the other day, ako mismo nag-process, she wanted to see a pulmonologist. She did the same thing. She said, I want to go to a pulmonologist. This is my location. Can I go to this hospital? Nilagay niya sa request. Sakto, the center, ARDI center is actually covered. So we created the LOG for her, letter of guarantee for her na nakalagay, this is the doctor, this is the clinic. Wala siyang babayaran pagdating niya.
That's nice. Okay, so we talked about yung how they can register. So now let's talk about the important, exciting promo that we have for our viewers and listeners of Freelance Blend.
Okay, cool. So specifically for blenders, no, and through the support of Marvin, we came up with a promo where people who use your code. So let me pull that up. We can show that, naman, di ba?
Registration page.
Let's see. So all they have to do is go to. Let me share my screen para makita nila. Yeah. Okay. All they have to do is go to register.
So allcare.io/register.
Right, and then actually, right, allcare.io lang.
Okay.
Get your membership today or register. Ay, asan ba ako?
Nakalagin ka yata eh. Nakalagin ka
pa. Tama. Teka. Sign out muna ako.
Sige.
Always go to the website to buy a product, no? And then, when they buy, meron silang makikitang field na ganito eh. Ito. Let me share my screen. Yeah. Yeah. Can you see it?
Yes.
Right. So here, all they actually have to do is just type freelance blender. Actually, they can leave it blank. And then type blenders Jan 2019. No?
Okay.
So every member who provides the affiliate code blenders Jan 2019 will get 500 pesos off of their membership. No? So all they have to pay is actually 14,500 na lang. But they have to choose, they have to choose not PayPal, bank payment. Kasi pag PayPal, automatic 15,000 yung price. Hindi pa namin na fix yung dynamic pricing. But if they choose bank transfer, we will tell them, we will email them and say, you'll just pay 14,500 kasi you use the affiliate.
Yung pala hindi natin napag-usapan, the price for the membership is 15,000 annually. Correct?
Correct. So, sa 15,000 actually, with the other perks, makita mo na sobrang sulit niya, and then we give you 15,000 HMO, 100,000 life insurance.
Yeah. So, it's a little bit like above 1,000 plus a month. So, it's not so bad. Tapos plus, again, if they use the affiliate code, Blenders Jan 2019, they get that extra 500 pesos off. So, 14,500 na lang. So after they do that, you mentioned for now, no, if available lang to for bank transfer. So when you say bank transfer, they pay it, they go to a bank to deposit, or is it all online then?
So right now, the bank that we use, like literally today, no, if you pay, we will use Robinson's Bank. But I think by the end of the week, we will also have BDO and BPI already. Kasi yun yung mas mga may online transfer, no? I know medyo mahirap yung Robinson's Bank kasi konti yung branch nila. So if anybody is in Ortigas, I don't mind meeting and then issuing the physical receipt also. But yeah, ngayon Robinson's Bank pa. But hopefully by the end of the week, we get the other banks also.
Mm-hmm. So that means they go to the registration page, tapos put the code Blenders Jan 2019, and then lalabas dun yung, if they select bank transfer, lalabas dun na
account number,
and then they go, let's say they go to a bank, yun nga, Robinson's Bank, pay the deposit or make that payment, and then may proof sila of that slip, they need to send it to you.
Yeah, they just need either email. Email it at support@allcare.io, or they can message AllCare Facebook and just send as an attachment yung pinicture nilang deposit
slip.
Na baala mag-validate na.
Yes. Okay. So, let's just repeat yung code for our listeners naman. So, Blenders, BLENDERS, Jan, as in January, JAN, and then 2019, Blenders Jan 2019. So you just need to input that sa affiliate code portion ng registration, and then automatically you'll see the computation it will become 14,500. So this is available until when, Cindy?
So this is live today until Feb 28.
Today. Okay. So most likely they will we will publish this ano na ngayon, di ba? End of just, so first week of February. So you have like a month within the whole month of February 2019 to avail of this special promotion for our Blenders community. So anything else you would like to remind our listeners and viewers, Cindy?
Sure. So if you have any questions, if you feel like Marvin and I were not able to address some of your concerns since hindi kami din live, feel free to email us at hello at allcare.io or messages on Facebook. No, I like getting messages on Facebook, to be honest. Like some really share their horror stories kasi. So I really like being able to support them in that area. That's one, no? Hello at allcare or Facebook. Secondly, please make sure you get your PhilHealth. Napakamura nun and napaka laking tulong for cases where you really need it the most, no? Kasi allcare works very, very nicely with PhilHealth, no? We're on top, eh? So let's say you get confined. As an allcare member, PhilHealth pays something and then allcare pays something. So pwedeng hindi mo maubos agad yung annual benefit kasi binayaran ni first level, no? It's very important, and I know freelancers are so busy, but please make time to find and process your PhilHealth. Yeah.
Extra tip, no, sa mga freelancers based in Metro Manila or BGC, Makati area. So, ako personally, I went to the SM Aura branch ng PhilHealth, yung office building, yung mall mismo, pero the office building ng Aura. So, wala masyadong tao. Last I remember, wala masyadong tao. So, at saka, ano pa, hindi, very systematic, hindi siya magulo and may aircon. So, hindi yung mga ibang mga PhilHealth offices. So, yung mga yon, mga based in BGC or Taguig area or Makati, that's one PhilHealth na pwede yung puntahan. And I have personal experience going there. So, well, thank you, Cindy. Before we go, your final message or an announcement to our listeners and viewers of Freelance Blend?
I'm good. Hit me up if you have any questions.
Yes. Thank you very much, Cindy Burdett, CEO and co-founder of allcare.io. So, ulitin na natin before we go. Go to allcare.io/register and then use the code sayang 500 pesos din yan, Blenders Jan 2019, so that you can avail of this special code that is given to us by AllCare. Thank you very much, Cindy. Thank you. And yeah, hope to see you soon. We'll have another session maybe kasi hindi tayo nakapag Q&A, we'll make sure siguro we'll meet up na tayong dalawa na sa isang place, and then we can answer all their questions, and I'm sure in a few months meron na mga bagong mga pakulo, mga bagong partnerships ang AllCare. We can talk about that next time.
Okay, thanks, Mark.
Thank you. Yeah, see you soon. Bye, guys. Bye. Peace.
Thanks for listening to the Freelance Blend podcast. For more details about the show and our thriving freelancer community, please visit us at www.freelanceblend.com.